Welcome to Connection Point, the podcast of West Kern Christian Center. For more information regarding the ministries of West Kern Christian Center and to access our online resources, you can visit our website at wkcconnect.org. And now for the message.
Well, friends, once again, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. This is Randy Bunch, pastor of West Kern Christian Center, and we're delighted you've tuned into the podcast today. The last podcast, we aired the first half of an interview that I had the opportunity of conducting with Doug Bennett and his guest, Candace Shepherd. Doug and Angie Bennett are the founders of Magdalene Hope in Bakersfield, California, a ministry that rescues the victims of sex trafficking. Doug was the winner of the Humanitarian Award last year in Bakersfield, awarded to him by the Chamber for the excellent work that he and his wife are doing in the not only in the streets of Bakersfield, but in helping people all over the West Coast really escape from the sex trafficking industry. They have a safe house where they have a program the girls go through and come out the other side completely transformed through the word and power of God. Some of them have gone on to be graduates of Summit Bible College, where I have the privilege of serving as an adjunct professor. I'm also on staff there as a graduate advisor, just got my doctorate myself a short time ago. And so I'm so happy to be connected with Summit Bible College and the wonderful work that they're doing. By the way, if you're interested in pursuing an education, getting a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctorate, either in theology or divinity, or maybe you want to focus your studies on counseling, the chaplaincy, any number of other things, Summit Bible College may very well be the place for you. In fact, our spring quarter is just about to start on March 27th, and so it's a wonderful time for you to get the information. Again, go to the website, summitbiblecollege.com, and you can find out everything you need to know. Talk to our staff. They will be glad to give you the information that you need and set an appointment up for you to come in and register, and they'll get you started so that you can get that degree that you've always wanted. Like we said, there's any number of fields in which you can specialize, and if you say, well, man, I've been out of school for a long time, Pastor Randy, so had I. So a lot of people that come back and get their education. But the great thing is our advisors are so great. They will help you through the process. I myself help the students sometimes, particularly if they're having challenging time on some of the writing assignments. We help them. We tutor them through. And so it's just a great opportunity for you to jump back into the water, so to speak, and get that degree perhaps that you've always wanted to. Our degrees are recognized by Christian institutions and employers, and we have people that are in wonderful job positions today that are there because of the degree that they got at Summit Bible College. And so I encourage you, if you're looking for a bachelor's or an advanced degree, master's or a doctorate in theology or in divinity, or like we said, if you want to specialize in leadership or missions, any of these areas, chaplaincy, counseling, there are opportunities for you at Summit Bible College. Again, go to the website, summitbiblecollege.com, and we will be happy to get you the information regarding the college. We want to remind you, too, that my brand new book, Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World, is now out. It's out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBook. I have a copy, actually, for my Kindle and for my iBook, because I just wanted it in both readers. I use them both, and so you can get a paperback edition if you choose, or you can get it on ebook, which is my preference because I can carry one device around and have all my books on it, and I'm an avid reader. I love to read, and so however you want to do it, you can purchase that, as we say, either on Amazon, or you can also get it at Barnes & Noble or Apple iBooks. We're going to be having a book signing party March 25th. We would love for anyone in the top Bakersfield area to come. If you're connected with Summit, or you're a member of our church, or you visit our church, or you're a friend of ours from high school, or you just know us from around the community, we would love for you to come. We're just putting out an open invitation for you to join us on Saturday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have food, fun, and fellowship. We would love to have you there. If you'd like more information, you can call us at 661-623-5001, or simply go to the website. We'll have some information posted there about the event. But again, that's March 25th, Saturday evening, from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1006 Street at West Kern Christian Center in downtown Taft. We would love for you to be there. We'll be signing books. We'll be talking about some of the issues that Christians face today in communicating the biblical worldview. And so if some of those things are a stumper to you, if you've had some objections to the faith that have come your way that you've not been able to address, then I believe this book, Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World, will help you. And let me just say, we say that we hope it informs, inspires, and challenges people. This is not necessarily a teaching book. It is a devotional book. Each of the essays are on different topics. We have some that address some of the scientific facts that really corroborate the biblical narrative. There's so much that's coming out of the scientific community today that is affirming the biblical narrative. And that's not something that you hear on the nightly news or even in our educational institutions, but it is nonetheless true. So we can help you there. Or maybe you just want to read some nice little anecdotes, you know, that have a biblical principle behind them. We've got some of those. We've got, tremendous testimonies and stories, and even talking a little bit about the power of testimony that you have. Just so many different things that we cover in this book that I believe will be a great blessing to you. So come on the evening, again, March 25th, Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1006 Street in downtown Taft. Get a book. Enjoy, just a time with some others around food and fellowship. It'll be a wonderful time, and we look forward to seeing you there. Well, we're going to go ahead now and air the second half of my interview with Doug Bennett and Candace Shepherd. Doug and Angie Bennett are the founders of Magdalene Hope, as we said, in Bakersfield, California, a ministry that rescues women out of the sex trafficking industry. Candace was one of the young ladies that was rescued out of that industry, and God has done such tremendous things in her life. She graduated from the program that they have at Restoration Ranch, and she went on to be a graduate of Summit Bible College, along with some others that have gone through the program that have likewise graduated from Summit. So we're so proud of what God is doing through the ministry of Doug and Angie Bennett, also graduates of Summit, as well as through Candace and others like her, that are using their testimony to help others realize that there is deliverance in Christ and that a brand new start is possible. God bless you. We love you. We trust that you'll enjoy this interview.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff Victor with Summit Bible College. You know, Summit is out here to equip ministry leaders. It's been in Bakersfield, California for 20 years, and I'm so glad to be a part of it and what we're doing to change our community to make it a culture of blessings. And if you're interested in Summit, call us at 661-328-1151. And this is KERI 1410, real, deep, and true. I want you to know this, that God is working in your life and He believes in you.
Welcome to the Summit Bible College Show on 1410 AM. I'm Caitlin Hashem. We're so happy you tuned in. My co-host and I are here to share the Word of God, which is full of life and power, and we want you to experience that richly through the show today. God bless you.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Randy Bunch from Summit Bible College. I'm one of the professors at the college as well as a graduate advisor, and we want to take just a moment to remind you that our spring quarter is just around the corner, beginning March 27th. On that Monday, we begin a brand new quarter. Wonderful classes are going to be offered. I, myself, am going to be teaching on biblical worldview and Christian ethics or biblical ethics. We would love for you to be a part of this coming quarter. Maybe you've thought about getting your degree, finishing your degree, or maybe you've gotten your degree, but you'd like to get a postgraduate degree, a master's or a doctorate in theology or divinity. You can also specialize in things like chaplaincy and counseling. So many wonderful opportunities for you to become equipped to do what God's called you to do. You know, the mission statement of Summit Bible College is equipping Christian leaders to help those in need. And I'll tell you, of those in need, there is no end. There's always people with needs right around the corner, probably under the shadow of your own house. There are people that are desperately in need, and God wants you to be equipped so that you can meet the needs of hurting humanity. That's what Summit Bible College is all about. So go to the website at summitbiblecollege.com, or you can simply call us at 661-328-1151. We would love to have you to be a part of our Summit Bible College family. For those of you that are graduates, we want to remind you that we're starting the Alumni Association. We want you to stay connected with us as well. One of the things that we're doing that's really exciting right now on the website is we're starting a Friends with Summit page, Friends of Summit Bible College page. And so if you would like to advertise your ministry, your business with us, you can give us your information. We'll put it on the Friends of Summit Bible College page, and then we'll ask you to put a link to the Bible College on your website so that people can be exposed to Summit Bible College through your ministry, your business, or they can likewise find out about you by coming to our website. We have a lot of people obviously coming there to find out about the college, so it's a way that we can help one another in the ministry, that you can network with others that you want to stay connected with. They can find out about the wonderful things that you're doing. So again, get on the website, summitbiblecollege.com, or give us a call, 661-328-1151, for the upcoming spring quarter. Caitlin, by the way, will, I'm sure, be back next week. But don't forget, this can also be heard on podcast. Just go to iTunes and look at the Summit Bible College radio broadcast with Caitlin Hashem. And you can listen to this after the broadcast is over. You can download it, listen to it at your convenience, maybe driving to and from work. And we would love for you to do that as well. Well, again, I'm joined in the studio today by Doug Bennett, the founder of Magdalene Hope, and also Candace. Guys, it's wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we talked a little bit about Magdalene Hope, talked a little bit about Rescue Grounds Coffee Shop, and I want to kind of now kind of turn the conversation. We've talked about the beginnings of a transformed life.
Yeah.
We talked about your transformation, Candace, your transformation, how you got connected with Magdalene Hope. And we started off with this verse that you elaborated on, Doug, about, you know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We talked about the old passing away, but I want to kind of focus on the things becoming new, because I think what a lot of people do is they have a dramatic conversion, but they don't move forward into the realization that now there's a brand new life God wants you to experience. He has a purpose for our lives, right? It's not just that we get transformed and changed, but we're changed for a reason. There's a call that He has on our life, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Two verses back, we also hit on,
yeah,
on verse 15, and it says that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Him.
That's right.
And so what I see God doing is, and I've seen it not only in my life, but in so many of those who I do life with.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like God wants to take you out of the situation that you were in, whatever it is. Maybe it was drunkenness.
Right.
Maybe you were held up a bar stool.
Right.
Maybe you were addicted to methamphetamine or heroin and you were the dope man and you would go to the dope man's house.
Yeah.
Or maybe you bought prostitutes like I did in my teens and my 20s.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm 48 years old now, and I'm almost 30 years removed from that life.
Yeah.
But I feel like God wants to take you out of the situation you were in, and when your heart is completely His,
yeah,
right, and when you give your life to Him and you become that new creation, then God wants to put you right back in the situation where you're at to fix the situation for Him.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe it's His ultimate goal, is to get you cleaned up serving Him and then put you right back in the situation, not to have the situation affect you again, because you are a new creation in Christ, but to affect the situation for His glory and for the kingdom.
The reason why Candace and I smiled when you said that is you stepped out. I was just telling her about the fact, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible in more recent years is 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4, where the Bible says that we comfort others with the comfort wherewith we ourselves have been comforted by God. In other words, any pain points we've had can become connection points with other people.
Yeah.
And He doesn't want us to live there in the sense of identifying with that old person. But He does, as you said, like Moses going back to Egypt to rescue a people still in bondage. He wants us to go back to that place that we understand. We know we kind of know the lay of the land, if you will. We know our way around that world. And so we're maybe more better qualified in many respects to identify with, empathize with, and then bring those kinds of people out, than others who maybe don't have any sense of connection with that world.
You know, I like people who've done some dope and broken some laws and stuff like that, and then they found Jesus, because, I mean, I can really receive from that person, because that person's walked something similar to what I've walked in my shoes, and I can receive from that person, so that really helps me. And it's not like I can't receive from you if you've been in a suit and tie all your life and you grew up in the church, you know, because, I mean, there's so much I can get from you there, too, but, man, if you've been through some stuff, like, you know, it said, you know, you can't have a testimony without having a test in your life.
Yeah.
and the people who have had the test that are still hungry for the Lord, you know, 10 years in, 20 years in, 30 years in, you know, I want to glean off of those people.
Yeah.
I want to surround myself with those people and learn from them. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we're not saved for us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? We're saved to go and bring an encounter to others.
That's right.
Because the tenets of our faith, Jesus said, go into all the world and tell them about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, cleanse the leper, heal the sick. He didn't say, pray that they might get well.
That's right.
Oh, snap. Now I'm going to mess with so much theology out there. He said, go and heal the sick.
Yeah, heal the sick.
He said, greater things that you will do that I have done.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking last night, just real quick. I was at a men's Bible study, and I was leading. It was about 25 guys. This is years ago. We were at Denny's on Buck Owens and Rosedale Highway. I felt like God told me to have everyone write down their name, put it in a hat. We'll send the hat around the room. You pull out a name, whosoever name you get, you pray for them. Mm. You know, whatever they need. But if you pull out your own name, then you're not praying for yourself enough, and so then you're supposed to pray for yourself. So this guy shows up late, a friend of mine, and I knew he had valley fever, and he shows up, and I said, hey, throw your name in the hat. He goes, no. He goes, I've been laying in my bed for an hour and a half. He starts crying. He goes, I have valley fever, and I cannot get out of my bed. I'm miserable. My life is dwindling away. But God told me to come down here and have you pray for me. You are going to heal me today. Now, I know that that messes with some people's theology, but Jesus said, go and heal the sick, right? That's a mandate.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming from our Lord and Savior,
that's
go
right.
heal the sick.
Yeah.
So I said, all right. So I start to pray, but, you know, the Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. It didn't say, ask God. You know, and you don't want to be like having God like a genie in the bottle.
Right.
But it does say, tell him.
Yeah.
And so this day, this morning, I was empowered and I prayed. I said, God, I'm not asking you to heal him. I'm telling you, you need to heal this man of valley fever. And a buddy of mine was there, and he said, as I was praying, he thought, oh, he can't talk to you like that, God, is what he thought in his head. Because I was telling him, you need to heal this man.
Yeah.
He goes, you can't talk to him like that. And he said, as soon as he thought that in his head, he said the Spirit of God hit him so hard. He said it was as if he had a pitcher of water, and he was pouring it like 4 feet above, like a bucket of water. And,
wow.
you know, the water would go down and splash back up.
Yeah.
He said the Spirit of God hit him in the top of his head, down to his feet, and instantly he was slaying the Spirit.
Wow.
And God told him, he can talk to me any way he wants.
Huh.
And that guy got healed of valley fever that day.
Praise God.
That day, and every time I see that guy, he'd walk up to me at church and go, you're the guy that healed me. You know, and I'd try to backtrack. Well, that was God.
Yeah.
You know, I was a vessel. I was a conduit. But that guy got healed.
Yeah.
And I think there's something with authority that we carry in walking and talking and believing and praying that authority over someone else.
Yeah.
And I'm 13 years in to this walk
powerful,
with Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out new stuff because I'm a new creation, right? I got the Holy Spirit in me.
Yeah.
I got like the power of the world.
That's right.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me,
Amen.
Right? So, you know, there's so much I believe that we don't know and so much I don't know, that's for sure. So it's just kind of a new, exciting time. And Candace has some stories just about coming out and her time with us and just seeing her transform. See, one of the great things of my life is being the executive director of Restoration Ranch.
Yeah.
I get to see the girls when I rescue them the day of.
That's right.
And generally all the salvations come on that drive to freedom.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I ask them, hey, you know, can you pray for me? I need strength. Well, if you really want strength, you want true strength, you need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked the Holy Spirit in your body? No, I haven't. Would you like to do that? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
And usually that's what happens on a transport.
Yeah.
And to see Candace come in, who was weeding the flower beds and when it sat still to now this single mother raising her kid and holding down a job and graduating from Summit Bible College has just been nothing short of amazing.
And just to prepare everyone for where we're going with Candace's testimony, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:14 that the Lord will, by the blood of Jesus, he will purge our conscience so that we can serve the living God. Mm-hmm. In other words, those things that could weigh us down, make us feel guilty about our past, he washes that away to give us a brand new place in him so that we can, as you said, with authority, begin to carry out the will of God, begin to proclaim the will of God, begin to do the works of Jesus. That's what all of us are called to do, is to continue the ministry of Jesus. A great example of that biblically is Peter, who had denied the Lord. In fact, with cursing, three times denied he knew the Lord. And then, of course, he went out and wept bitterly, realizing that the Lord's prophecy had come to pass, that he had let the Lord down. And yet it was just a mere 50 days later that he was, if you will, the hero of Pentecost, standing up in front of the very same crowd that had crucified Jesus and said, you with wicked hands crucified him, but the Lord has raised up the Prince of Life, and we are eyewitnesses of his resurrection.
Come on.
Get chills bumps just thinking about that, you know. And so, Candace, here you are, one who God has radically transformed. God is doing a brand new thing in your life. As Doug said, you didn't only graduate from the ranch, but you graduated from Summit Bible College. What was that experience like?
I remember in the beginning when I first started school, I actually had made an agreement with one of the advisors at the year. It was 2 years ago. There was a graduation, and one of the girls in the program was graduating, and I made an agreement with the advisor there. I said, hey, I'm going to graduate this time next year, and it's going to happen. So yeah. I took 4 classes every quarter. The last quarter, I took 5 classes.
Wow.
And every time I kept wanting to give up, I'm like, you know, whatever, I'm not going to do it. You know, I don't need this kind of, it was really stressful. But the more I dug into the Word and the more books I read,
yeah.
God, I learned so much.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and I learned so much about having shame and being able to let go of things that
yeah.
That don't come from God when he,
right.
you know, when you take him and you ask him to be in your heart and he makes you new. And most of the time we're the ones that pick up the shame and we want to keep bringing it back up. And
yeah.
Summit really, really helped me learn who I am, my identity, and I got my associates in biblical studies, and I had almost a 4.0 when I graduated, and it was a very, very exciting moment. My mom and my dad were in the audience, and
yeah.
My dad passed away from cancer in August, so
oh, wow.
It was one of the last things that we actually got to
wow.
do together,
yeah.
so, and he was really sick, but he came anyway, and so I cherish that moment that I
yeah.
had at Summit, and I'm grateful that I was able to go to school and to learn so much like I did in a year and 2 months.
Oh, yeah. That's tremendous. I mean, you're talking about taking 4 classes. I mean, usually when we have a student come in, we say 1 or 2
yeah.
to get rolling. And so you definitely jumped in with a very full load.
Yeah, I'm the advisor for our online campus. I was like, I don't know. But, yeah, within 14 months, she had
wow.
completed 20 classes. I think it was
wow.
19. She got credit for one.
So that's true.
19 classes, 19 papers,
yeah.
all the test outs,
yeah.
and
wow.
Just incredible.
That's
With,
that's
I think,
amazing.
A 3.86
3.89.
GPA. 3.89
GPA. That's tremendous. Well, you know, and that just goes to show that God has a purpose for us beyond
yeah.
that initial change. And again, like I said, a lot of people get stuck. I was changed. God saved me 30 years ago. That's great, but what have you done for the Lord since?
Right. Somebody could be saved 30 years, but they only have 1 year of depth in their walk
that's
with the
right.
Lord. So they've repeated that 1 year of depth of Jesus 30 times over.
That's right.
So the fact that you got saved 30 years ago, and you know, I mean,
doesn't necessarily mean you progressed for 30 years worth. I guess
I'm not going to keep you out of heaven, but
yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
You know, look, I got
yeah.
saved, and I want to take as many people as I can with me.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of tangible outworking of that salvation experience that demonstrates that there is a transformation still at work in our lives, that we're still moving forward with God,
yeah.
and that there's something vital and practical happening. Now, you're working with Magdalene Hope.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what your role is now.
I'm here, you know, for any time anybody needs, I guess, somebody to talk to, any girl that needs advice from somebody who understands what it's like to overcome all of that.
Right.
And working in the coffee shop. And I have my daughter here now, so I don't get to go out on the Friday street reaches. But when I did,
yeah.
I was always in the hot seat. And there was something about grabbing one of those girls' hands
wow.
and being able to feel like, let them know, you know, hey, I'm here and Jesus loves you. And,
yeah.
I believe that this is what my destiny was,
yeah.
and there's so much more to come. I mean, I'm so young, but I feel
yeah.
like I experienced everything I experienced because God wanted me to know the magnitude of his love for me.
Mm,
and,
that's right.
And I knew that he was with me through all of it,
yeah.
and I have such a big heart, and I want to
yeah.
help others no matter. I mean, I don't want to see anybody in pain,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I want to help other people who don't feel like they're worthy of being helped when
that's
everybody's
right.
worthy of some help.
So God's using your former
yeah.
pain points as connection points
yeah.
with other people, too.
And I don't pick up, like, I can actually have a conversation with someone, and I had gotten so much healing because when I was healing, I allowed whatever feeling it was that was coming to process in my body. I didn't shut it down. I didn't,
right.
you know, feel like, oh, I can't handle this in my mind. I allowed every feeling to come as they were coming, and I
yeah.
went through it. And now I don't, the enemy can't use that in my mind, like, oh, you were a prostitute or
right.
you were a drug addict. That may have been that, but that is not
That's
who
not
I
who
am
are,
today.
Yeah.
And God has a plan and a purpose for my life and for anybody else who's out there struggling.
That's
God,
right.
that's not, that doesn't define you.
And see, that's the reality of the gospel. And one of the reasons, you know, a couple of books back, I wrote a book called The Gospel Saving Power. And Doug, one of the reasons why I wrote that, I've been in ministry, full-time ministry all my life, and then I ended up coming out here, and I needed to make some money, you know, because you got to eat and pay bills, evidently.
Yeah, being a pastor is a payment.
Yeah, so I came out here, you know, kind of like left my church behind, came out here, and while I'm getting in ministry again and everything, I started working this job in the oil fields, and you run into the reality of people's perceptions of Christianity,
gosh, yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm talking to one of the guys that I work with. He's a great guy. You know, we go have lunch periodically and so forth. But his whole concept of Christianity is, well, you try to be a better person.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'm going to turn over a new leaf and make a New Year's resolution. I'm thinking, I think
that's
all
that's religion.
I was going to say, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I just even my New Year's resolutions, I don't know how many of them made it out of January. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't know how many made it past January 3rd for me.
That's pretty good.
Right? Well, 3 days. Two solid days. Well, even the third day is not
that's
good.
Right. But we're talking about something that transforms you from the inside out, makes you a brand new
person. So where does that come from? And I believe, from my experience, I believe that comes from surrendering your heart.
Yeah.
I believe you have to buy in. And, you know, I got led to the Lord in December of 1999, December 27th, 1999. I asked the Lord in my heart, but I denied him with my thought life and my actions for 4.5 years until on June 26, 2004, miserable.
Yeah.
I cried out to him and I said, man, I don't even know if you're real, but if you're real, I'll give you 100% of my life, but you need to prove to me you're real. And he just started to prove to me he's real. And I surrendered my heart, my will, and my desires to him, and I let go.
Yeah.
And it was at that time that the Holy Spirit came upon me and gave me power. And I believe that that is absolutely biblical.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you, if you're out there and you're listening to this, and maybe you're going through the motions and you've been showing up to church and playing church and speaking Christianese and going through the motions. If you haven't like said, okay, God, whatever you want to do with my life, I submit to you now. If you haven't done that, I would encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
And it'll rock your world. You'll go on a whole new ride.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe Christianity is going to some church and repeating some prayers or singing some songs and then going out and living your lifestyle the way you want. I believe it's a heart surrender. It's a condition of the heart. And then, you know, you go on this ride with Jesus where you're hearing his voice. You're talking to him. He's talking to you and you're being led by his spirit. And that's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yeah. And you know, you look at Jesus and the disciples, it was on the job training. Yeah, he taught them as they're going, but he also anointed them, put the same spirit upon them that was upon him and said, now go do what I've done.
Right.
He tells the church to do exactly the same thing. So it's not enough just to be saved and have, like you said, a church experience. We got to get busy for Jesus, right?
Right.
So it's the training. It's not just the teaching. It's the training. It's actually applying what we know in real world scenarios with people who likewise need to be transformed. We're not just learning to acquire knowledge. We're learning so that we're equipped so that we can help communicate truth to others that's going to help set them free. Mm-hmm. And particularly, as you said earlier, those areas where we have experienced liberty ourselves, I think those are the places where we really find our ministry in a sense, because those truths we bought into a lot deeper. They've actually done the work of transforming our lives. So we can speak, I guess you could say, with more credibility in those areas where that word has worked for us.
You know, you only get one chance on this earth.
Yeah.
So tell people about Jesus
to
be his hands and feet. Because, I mean, when we die, we're going to heaven. Our faith will be our eyes.
Yeah.
And we won't have another shot, you know?
That's right.
I don't want to go to my grave and think, what if?
Yeah.
You know, I had the ability to do this, but I didn't step out in faith.
Yeah.
You know, I believe a lot of what we do is in faith.
Yeah.
Just stepping out in faith. And I believe our faith, you know, those times, you know, the Bible says that we're changed from glory to glory. I like to say we're changed from God's story to God's story and that encounter that we have with God.
Yeah.
And it's usually those times when I stepped out in great faith and said, okay, I'm going to do what I believe you're asking me to do. I really don't want to, but I got some other things I'd rather do, but if this is what you're calling me to do, I'm in. You know, whether it's, you know, going out and talking to the women who are for sale or, starting a coffee shop or opening up a safe house. You know, I worked for Bakersfield Recovery Services, so I ran a men's safe house for 11 months. You know, I just worked a shift, go home. I never like opened a house and ran it and put in curriculum and did all this other stuff. We were the fifth house in California to open for victims of human trafficking and the 27th in the nation. And I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew God was calling me to do it. And I was just wanting to be obedient.
Yeah.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Same thing with the coffee shop. I never managed a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had to have faith that God was going to be God and do what he was going to do and hold up his end, right?
I have a conviction that everything I've ever done in my ministry, and I've been doing this for a little over 30 years, I was not big enough to do when I stepped into it. I had to grow into the man that God was calling me for the next phase of ministry. I think that's
really good.
You know,
it's really good.
That's true of Moses. When God showed up and the whole burning bush thing happened, Moses is trying to like, hey, man, have you sent me my brother?
Right,
he can
Aaron,
talk really
Aaron
good, you
talk.
Know. Yeah. So, you know, let's get some.
I was like, all right, bring Aaron on. I think two-man operation now.
Exactly. He'd have been happy to get anybody else in there. He's trying to talk himself out of a job, you know.
Yeah.
So I think all of us, when we first step at the foot of what God, it's a mountain way bigger than we are.
Well, of course. And you know what? That's good, right? You don't want to do something that you can handle.
Exactly.
I mean, we do that all day long, that's probably not from God. I believe if your ministry is from the Lord, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself.
That's right.
And if you can do every aspect by yourself in your ministry, it's probably just your ministry, and it's not the ministry God has for you.
That's right.
Ouch, that is a monkey wrench. I just make monkey wrench. I threw a monkey wrench at someone. If that hit God bless you.
Yeah.
Look, if you can do your ministry on your own, it might not be from the Lord, and I would just encourage you with love to really seek the Lord and find out, okay, well, God, what else are you calling me to do?
Yeah.
What
other
plans do you have for me?
Yeah.
It's usually the thing that is like the greatest opposition or the thing that we have to overcome that God's calling us to do, because God wants to impart this this bigger plan in your life.
Yeah.
You know, I think the most misquoted things in the church today is that God will not give you more than you can handle. And that is such a lie from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
God always gives us more than we can handle, because it's at those times when we cry out to God and say, God help. I need your help.
Yeah.
God wants us to be dependent on him. He's not looking for codependency, but he does want us to come to him and say, can you help me with this? Because I can't do it. And God's like, you're finally going to do it my way.
That's right.
With me. We can do it together.
And Paul says that. Paul talks about a thorn in the flesh that came to buffet him. It came against his life, against his ministry. He said, I besought the Lord three times to take it away. And what God says is, what I'm going to give you by way of my grace, the supply of my grace, will be sufficient to enable you to overcome. But I'm not going to necessarily take all the problems away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the strength to overcome them, to get through them, to come on the other side. So you have a testimony of victory that you can share with others that will set them free. We've just got a couple minutes. Candace, what do you see in your future? Would you have any idea of where you're going, what you want to do?
I'm planning on going back to Summit. I really want to get my bachelor's in Christian counseling.
Awesome.
And, I just want to serve the Lord and bring my daughter up in service. And, I'm reminded that when Jesus was on the cross, he said at the end, it is finished. And, and I constantly remind myself that I'm not that old person, and with him, it was finished. And everything that I can do, everything that I want to do, God will give me the power to do. And, so I just try to walk in that love and in that truth.
Amen.
With him at all times.
That's right. That's so powerful. And hey, listen, again, we just want to remind everybody, just like Candace, just like Doug, myself, you can go to Summit Bible College as well. The spring quarter is just around the corner, March 27th. It begins. So give us a call at 328-115-1661 area code, or just simply go to the website, summitbiblecollege.com. You can register for classes. Give us a call again at 328-1151, and the people there on staff would be happy to register you, walk you through the process. They're really good at helping you. If you've been out of school for a while, like many of us have, they're really great at walk you through the process and will help you as you begin your journey there. Doug, Candace, thank you so much for being
on
the broadcast.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, it's been great. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Summit Bible College radio broadcast. Once again, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. The interview with Doug and Candace. Again, if you would like more information on the ministry of Magdalene Hope, the ministry of Doug and Angie Bennett, you can go to magdalenehope.org. Like we said, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities for you to be involved, as well as donating to the ministry. There are always financial needs with any ministry doing great things for God that have a great vision. They certainly do. They're doing such wonderful work, both locally in the Top Bakersfield area, Kern County, and actually throughout the West Coast. They're connected with the sex trafficking hotline out of Washington, D.C. Just so much good is being done through the ministry of Magdalene Hope. So again, go to their website, magdalenehope.org, and I know that that will be a great blessing. Also, we want to remind you of the book signing party that we're having. Our brand new book, Immutable Changeless Truth for a Changing World, is out. You can pick up a copy at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or at Apple iBooks for your device. But as we said, we're going to be having a book signing party right here in downtown Taft at West Kern Christian Center, 1006 Street, on Saturday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. We would love for you to come. Bring a friend. It's open to whoever would like to come. We'll have food, fun, and fellowship. You can pick up a book, and we'll talk about some of the challenges that Christians face in the culture today. Maybe even field some questions. We'll have a good time together. We believe you'll be blessed. And at the same time, you can pick up a book and maybe even buy an extra copy for your friend. We certainly wouldn't mind that. But we hope you'll join us again on Saturday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. for a wonderful time together at our book signing party. Again, the book is Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World. It's a 62-essay devotional book. You're going to read a little bit each day. It will help to challenge, inspire, and hopefully inform you and give you the language to be able to communicate your Christian faith to your friends a little bit better, maybe think a little bit more deeply about the things that you believe so that you can effectively communicate that to those in the world around us. Well, friends, thank you again so much for joining us on the podcast today. We trust it's been a blessing, and we'll see you next time on the Connection Point podcast.
We hope today's broadcast has been a blessing to you. Again, to find out more about the ministries of West Kern Christian Center and to access our online resources, you can visit us at wkcconnect.org. Also, we would love to hear from you. You can email us with your comments, questions, and prayer requests at info@wkcconnect.org. We would love to hear from you.